Laws and Principles, this is Aratima. Sit comfortably or lie comfortably and allow the following words and sentences to enter your consciousness, the vibration that these words contain, and the truth. And let them sink deeply into your being as you're just relaxing and listening. Let's start. Who you truly are is immortal and blissful. There's nothing that is not you. You are the clear light of eternity, even though you're not experiencing it. There's nothing other than eternity. You can realize eternity, but never understand it via your mind. The divine presence is always here and everywhere, waiting to be perceived. Enlightenment begins with a slight but radical shift in perception. An observer or neutral witness is necessary to begin the awakening process. Freedom is already here. Your body is an expression of love. You are not your programming. You are the conscious, the unconscious, and the space between the two. You are pure, undivided, non-dual consciousness, energy, light, and love. The heart only opens when you abide in stillness. Bliss happens when the conscious and the unconscious are brought together. Deeper absorption begins when most of the limiting childhood patterns are cleared. Pray for the neutral observer to be active, and you will begin to shift into the center of your mind and begin resting in detachment. It is possible and relatively easy to instantly shift your perception to observe the identity. The unconscious has, like the conscious mind, a negative and a positive aspect. In order to make progress in this work of awakening, it is necessary to make a commitment to spirit to be willing to bring the conscious and the unconscious together. The key to awareness expansion lies in seeing into the unconscious. You must realize that your body and the world around you is your unconscious. Act as though everything you perceive is you, even though initially it appears made up. By changing the organization of your consciousness, you are rearranging outer occurrences. The law of opposites states that everything in time will turn onto its opposite, just like the day to night, birth to death. The death of one is the birth of the other. Each dissolution is followed by a rebirth. Death makes life possible. Each dissolution is deeper than the previous, and each rebirth brings more depth and aliveness with it. Humility and acceptance are the fastest ways to heal a situation or a problem. The neutral observer is actually our connection to our higher enlightened self. You are seeking to be that which you actually already are. The ego has to be in good condition first before we can dismantle it. We are truly free when we are not a somebody, a person, or a something. For most individuals, enlightenment comes gradually. And there are many degrees of enlightenment. There is no end to enlightenment. It's an infinite process of evolution.